much Allie and JC read for 24 hours. That's basically,
that's the gist.
That's the summary. We are in this gorgeous Airbnb in Asheville. We're reading for 24 hours. Not straight. 12 hours today, 12 hours tomorrow. Yeah. So we're not that crazy.
I need sleep.
Yeah, we need to rest. We are gonna do our thoughts before, and then we'll do our thoughts after we do the readathon. We're gonna show you guys what we're gonna be reading and then give our predictions.
Yes.
What we're gonna give them. So I have four, because one of them is a graphic novel. We'll get into that. JC has three. So I will start with what we're gonna be reading. One of our videos, we're doing two on each of our channel. Go to YT, links in.
Not the YT.
I know, we can't say YouTube, because otherwise TikTok will be like.
It doesn't wanna show it?
No, it's so rude. We're doing one where we read each other's recommended books and we each have one from each other. Mine from JC is The Summer Will Be Different by Carly Fortune. I'm really excited to read this one. I love a good romance. I'm trying to get all of my romance books read this weekend, because once it's fall, I'm just not gonna read romance. Nope. Like, that's just
You're not the fall romance girly.
No.
We love that for your journey.
I'm not a romance reader in the fall. So I'm excited. I think I'm gonna give this 4 stars because it's a romance book, and I typically don't give romance books anything. If it's like 4.5, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's 5, I'm like blown away.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say 4 for this one.
Just a very like fast-paced read, and I feel like for readathons, you really need that. I think I gave it 4.25, so it wasn't something like a 5-star read for me. That's why you need to read it, but it was like on your TBR.
Yeah.
Readathons, you need this fast-paced. I feel like I just had moments where I was like, oh, I love this.
It's like, you like, need that.
Yeah.
So I agree.
Okay, and then the book that Allie chose for me is Daughter of the Pirate King, which I love seeing like your excitement on it when you're like, okay, what are the books that like are on your physical TBR? I sent down, you're like, no, that one. And I'm like, I love the one that it's in the very far back on the bottom. Thank you.
It's literally the furthest book that you can see, but like I am saying read that right now.
And so I know that I am happy to read this because it's short and I love fantasy, but I feel like I said in readathons, you do need fast-paced books or just shorter books, I feel like, to keep you like going for that long. So I'm excited for this. I don't remember the plot, but I know that I remember liking the plot at some point. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bought it.
It's what I love about that one is it's literally like Jack Sparrow and Merida from Brave, like together in a character, and like it just vibes after that. Like, it's just a fun time. And her inner monologue is hilarious. Like, I think you're gonna like it.
Okay.
I'm excited though.
I'm so excited.
It's one of my faves. Like, I recommend that probably one of the most, like, as far as fantasy books goes, I recommend that one a lot.
Okay, well, now I'm nervous. I don't know if I should say 4 stars or 4.25. I'm going 4.25.
Yeah, 4 or 4.25, like in that range.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for you. The first one I'm gonna start with is one that I already am like 40 pages into because I couldn't help myself, and it's book 2 of the Chestnut Spring series, Heartless by Elsie Silver. And this one apparently is the best one of the, I guess like 4, 5, I don't know.
I think there's 5.
I don't know.
Give or take.
Who knows? I read the first one, it was my first cowboy romance. I was obsessed with it. Like, and I'm not.
Not everyone is, I see that's right.
Yeah, and I was, every time that people are like obsessed with series, I'm like nervous. I'm like, that might be
you're
me.
You're lying, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, that might be me, but maybe not. Yeah. So this one, I'm just like going in full speed ahead, because the first one I was nervous to get started on. This one, I'm just like, I'm obsessed. So I'm excited to read this.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna fly through it. I think I'm gonna give it a 5-star, which is like so terrifying, because like, yeah, I don't know, but.
It's a scary prediction.
It's a scary prediction, but I'm going with it, because apparently Kate is everything in this, so I'm excited.
I'm gonna start with The X-Files by Jessica Joyce. I also think I'm gonna give this 5 stars. I loved her last book, You With a View, like page 10. I was like, this is gonna be 5 stars. I just know it.
Yep.
So this came out in July, and everyone that I kind of aligned my thoughts with have absolutely loved this. And like, they read the arcs and like they were raving about it up until the release. And like, I've just seen so many 5 stars. I just know I love her. So I have high expectations, but I'm also terrified. And it's pretty short, so it's gonna be perfect for this readathon.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
It's time for my journey.
I follow so many people that are obsessed with that book.
Yeah.
This one, Heartstopper, heard the best things. I watched season 1. Like, it's so cute. I'm seeing Kit Connor on Broadway in the fall.
That. I just can't believe that.
So, I'm really so excited. Flex. So I'm gonna see him in person. Like, that's wild to me. So I'm really excited about that. It's really just gonna be for whenever, probably after I've read the first book and I'm like, oh, I just want something quick.
Yeah, like, you just like need something to keep going. And like, also it's really good if you like are starting to get tired from reading, like, okay.
Like, I could just flip through. So yeah. I'm excited to read this. And I'm not giving it a rating because.
It's just hard for me to rate graphic novels. I'm not like, I haven't read that many. I feel like I've only read Heartstopper. And I've only read 3 of them, so I'm just like, I don't know how to rate them, but I just know I feel all the feelings for it, and watching them literally boys fall in love, I brought with me, because I have a couple audiobooks as well, is The North Wind by Alexandria Warwick. This came out, I think, in June or July. I'm not entirely sure, but is a part of a Barnes & Noble book club that my friends and I are part of. So I'm reading it. I'm nervous. I remember, like, when I first read the back of it, I was, like, interested in it, but I just feel like it's going to be, like, a 3.5. Like, I'm going to enjoy it, but it's not going to be some outstanding fantasy, especially if I read this after Daughter of a Pirate King.
Like. No, and Daughter of a Pirate King is very, like, fast-paced, very quick. Like, it's really easy to get through, so it makes any other fantasies, like, kind of
That's why I got this from the library, too. Yes. I don't know if I'm going to love it, so I don't want to buy my own copy.
Yeah. So, last up for me. Very likely could also not read this, but it's Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry. Heard the best things about this. This is my pick for this year of transitioning from summer to fall. So if I don't get to it this readathon, I'll definitely read it this week as we transition into autumn. But this is like a sapphic cozy fantasy, and I've heard a lot of people talk about it. Like,
and I've seen so many people read it and like absolutely adore it. And I feel like the people that I saw didn't like it just didn't understand what it was going into it.
Yes.
Like, didn't get what it was. No plot, just vibes. Like, how could you have a bad time?
Yeah. Like, so this is really just for the vibes. Yeah. So
in this like Airbnb.
Yeah.
Perfect. This perfection.
It's so perfect, and you can kind of see it right here, but like there's a hot tub, there's a creek. I can't wait to go read by the creek. Like, that's what I'm excited to do. So anyways, we're gonna have a time. We'll catch up with you guys afterwards and during, but mostly afterwards.